Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a filtered breakdown in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and this is one of those moves that instantly makes a track feel more like a real tune and less like a loop. The big idea is simple. Instead of killing the energy before the drop, we reshape it. We keep the drums hinted at, let the bass breathe, add a bit of atmosphere, and use filter movement to create tension. That way, the breakdown still feels alive. It's quieter, sure, but it's still moving. And that is a huge part of DNB. So let's build this like a beginner-friendly 8-bar breakdown. If you're already working in arrangement view, find the section after your main groove or drop and make a new 8-bar space there. You can think of it like this. The first few bars are mostly filtered drums and atmosphere, the middle bars bring in a little bass tension, and the final bars open up toward the next drop. If you already have a breakbeat loop, great. Duplicate it into the breakdown area. If not, use a basic break or an Amen-style chopped loop. We're not trying to rewrite the whole track here. We're just changing the energy of what's already there. Now let's focus on the drums first. This is where the filtered breakdown really happens. Put your break or drum loop inside a drum group if it isn't already grouped. On that drum group, start with EQ8. Use a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clean out useless sub-rumble. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it though. You still want the kick and snare character to come through. Next, add auto filter. Choose a low pass filter, preferably 24 dB if you want a classic smoother roll-off. Start the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 500 to 1200 Hz depending on how bright your break is. Keep resonance modest, just enough to give it a little personality. Then automate that cutoff so it slowly opens over the breakdown. Here's the vibe. At the start, the drums should sound tucked behind a curtain. By the end, that curtain is pulling back. Don't make the sweep too dramatic too early. The power is in the gradual reveal. After that, add drum bus lightly. A little drive can add grit and glue, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low if you use it, and don't push boom unless you really know it's helping. In a breakdown, you usually want the drums to feel wrapped in fog, not smashed into dust. If the break starts losing all its punch, ease off the filter a bit or keep a quiet, unfiltered layer underneath. And that brings us to a really important old-school jungle trick. Keep the groove alive with ghost hits and chopped fragments. A breakdown does not have to mean the drum loop disappears. In fact, it often sounds better when it doesn't. Try leaving in a few ghost snares, little hat pickups, or chopped break tails. You can do this by duplicating a snare or kick hit onto a separate audio track, slicing the break to MIDI, or just manually placing a few small fragments in the gaps. A good beginner move is to mute some hits, but not all of them. Let the listener still feel the rhythm. A snare ghost around minus 18 to minus 10 dB can work really well. Tuck hats lower than the main break, and if you want that proper old school feel, let a snare echo out into a bit of empty space. That space after the snare is part of the vibe. It gives the track room to breathe. Now let's put some weight back under the section with a bass or sub pulse. Even in a breakdown, DNB usually keeps some low-end identity. You don't need a full bass line, but you do want that pressure underneath. A simple sine sub in operator is perfect for this. You could also use analog if you want something a little rounder, or even a resampled bass note if you already have one in the track. Keep it simple. One note, maybe two, short MIDI notes. Leave gaps between them, and keep the sub mono. You want the low end to feel controlled and focused, not wide and messy. If you want, filter the bass a bit too. Start lower and slowly open it over the breakdown. The trick is to keep the fundamental weight intact while the top movement comes and goes. In other words, the bass should feel like it's holding back, not vanishing. That holding back feeling is what makes the drop hit harder later. Now for the main movement, the filter sweep. This is the core of the lesson. Put auto filter on the drum group, and if it makes sense for your track, also put one on the bass layer. For a classic jungle or DNB breakdown, start with a low-pass filter fairly closed. Something like 400 to 800 Hz is a solid starting point. Then automate it opening up across the 8 bars until it reaches something much brighter, maybe 6 to 12 kHz by the end. If you automate the drums and bass separately, you can make the breakdown feel deeper. For example, let the drums open slightly faster so the groove stays readable, while the bass stays more filtered until the final bars. That creates contrast without making the section feel flat. And here's a teacher tip. Don't just draw a boring straight line if you can avoid it. Try a curve. Start more restrained. Then let the opening become more noticeable in the last two bars. That shape gives the breakdown a sense of progression, which is exactly what you want before the drop. Now let's add atmosphere. This is where the section starts feeling cinematic and spacious. You can use a pad, noise, reversed cymbal, or some kind of textured sample. Put reverb and echo on it, then maybe finish with EQ 8 so it stays clean. A medium to large reverb works well here. You might use a decay of around 2 to 6 seconds, and keep the wet amount fairly subtle on insert, unless it's on a send. For echo, try a rhythmic delay like 1/4, 1/8d, or 1/2. Keep feedback in a reasonable range, maybe 15 to 35%, and filter out some lows and highs so it doesn't clutter the mix. Good texture choices for this style are vinyl noise, air, rain, a short ghost pad, or a reversed cymbal. Keep it behind the drums, not in front of them. If the reverb gets cloudy, use EQ 8 after it and cut some low mids, roughly around 200 to 500 Hz. That keeps the space moody instead of muddy. Now we shape the full 8-bar arrangement so it feels like a proper DJ-friendly DNB transition. A strong beginner layout is this. Bars 1 and 2 are the most filtered, with atmosphere coming in. Bars 3 and 4 open the bass a little and maybe to add a ghost hit or tiny fill. Bars 5 and 6 open the filter more and bring the snare presence forward. Bars 7 and 8 are the clearest, with maybe a small fill, a reversed hit, or a short pause before the drop. You can also automate reverb to rise a little and then pull back just before the drop, or let echo feedback bloom briefly on the last snare. Even a subtle snare fill on the last bar can make the transition feel much more intentional. And one more important thing, listen to the breakdown in context. Don't judge it soloed. In DNB, the transition before and after is where the real energy is decided. So loop the last couple of bars of the drop, the breakdown itself, and the first couple of bars of the next drop. Ask yourself, does the breakdown feel too empty? Are the drums disappearing completely? Is the bass too loud? Does the drop feel bigger because of what came before it? If the drop isn't hitting hard enough, make the breakdown a little more stripped back. If the breakdown feels boring, keep more rhythmic detail in the filtered drums or add a stronger bass pulse. It's always a balance between tension and recognition. A really good beginner rule is this. If you can still hum the groove during the breakdown, you probably kept enough rhythmic identity. That's a great sign. Let's quickly talk about a few common mistakes so you can avoid them. First, filtering too much too early. If you close the filter instantly and remove all the drum character, the breakdown can feel dead instead of dramatic. Keep some life in there. Second, muddy low end, high bass non-bass elements. Keep the sub mono, and don't stack too many low mid textures under the groove. Third, too much reverb. It's easy to drown the section in space, but if that happens, shorten the decay, reduce the wet amount, and cut low mids after the reverb. Fourth, making the drums lose all groove. The magic of jungle and old school DNB is that even the quiet parts still feel rhythmic. Ghost hits and chopped fragments help a lot. Fifth, automating everything exactly the same way. Separate the drum and bass movement a bit so the breakdown feels deeper and more three-dimensional. Now, if you want to push this a little further, here are a few pro-style variations. You could try a two-stage filter opening. Start with a very closed low pass, then halfway through the breakdown switch to a less aggressive filter. That makes the section feel like it's evolving, not just slowly opening. You could also do call and response chopping, where every second bar has a break fragment or fill answering the space. That works really well for a DJ-friendly feel. Another great option is a parallel tension layer. Duplicate your drum group, filter the copy heavily, and keep it very low underneath the main drums. It adds thickness without clutter. You can even reverse a snare, crash, or break hit into the final bar so the drop feels inevitable. That's a classic move, and it still works because it gives the listener a very clear sense of forward motion. For a darker vibe, try a lightly distorted filtered bass tail instead of removing the bass completely. That can make the low end feel like it's holding itself back, which is super effective in heavier DNB. Alright, let's wrap this into a quick practice challenge. Take one breakbeat, one bass sound, and one atmosphere layer. Duplicate an 8-bar loop into a new section. Put auto filter on the drum group and automate it from close to open across the 8 bars. Add a simple sine sub with operator on one note or two. Add a texture layer like vinyl noise, a reversed cymbal, or a pad. Put a little echo on the texture. Then mute or reduce a few drum hits so the breakdown feels chopped and alive. Finally, listen from the last 2 bars of the drop into the first 2 bars after the breakdown. That's where you'll hear whether the transition actually works. If you want an extra challenge, make 3 versions, one subtle, one dark and roomy, and one with more old-school pressure and faster filter opening. compare which one still feels like it's moving even when it's stripped back. So remember the big takeaway. In DNB, a great breakdown does not stop the groove. It transforms it. Keep some rhythm, keep some low-end tension, and use filter movement to guide the listener toward the next drop. That's how you get that proper jungle and old-school DNB energy.